We can switch over to the presentation. Not sure how many of you remember last time's message was from Jonathan. It was from Jonah. And we talked about how we need to develop principles by which we live, and we need to make moral choices. The principles that we developed have to be in accordance with the Word of God. I want to summarize some of those principles that we talked about last time. Tell the truth. That was the first one. The Word of God says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." Second verse is from Zechariah 8:16. "These are the things that you shall do. Speak the truth to one another. Render in your gaze judgment that are true and make for peace." The second principle was, your body is God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God dwells within you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy and you are the temple." The third principle we talked about is love one another. John 13:34 and 35. "A new commandment I give to you," says Jesus, "that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And the third one is, God is just. Therefore, we must be honest. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he." Amen. As you can see, I wrote a couple of verses from the Word of God because the Bible is where our principles come from. This Bible has to be read, highlighted, summarized, memorized, read again. If you read it in English three times, you go and read it in Romanian. After you read it in Romanian, go read it in English again. And afterwards, you can do like George and read it in Hebrew. Bless you. The reality of it is just keep reading this Word of God, because by that, you will make principles. Now, we talked about principles and making moral choices, and I realized that this Word of God will help you make those principles and make you help you make moral choices, but there's other things that influence our moral choices. I came up with three things: family, church, and friends. And that's what we're going to be talking tonight about, friendship. And the question you have to answer is, who is in your backseat? I was thinking about different options and different scenarios, and I realized in your car, a lot of times we hang out with your friends, a lot of things happen in the backseat of our cars, including maybe a little bit of gossip, right? Maybe a little bit of using the wrong words, the wrong music. So think about your one person, you're in your car, and bring three friends along with you for just the imagination. You're bringing them with you. You're driving. What kind of music do you listen to? What words do you choose to have a conversation? What words do you use? Now, you're in your car. We're going to go pick up Fratele Sirbu. That's our next stop. Fratele Sirbu is going to get in the car. Is anything changing? The words you use, the music you listen to, is that going to change because Fratele Sirbu is in that car? I will answer your question. That question is yes, because I've been there. I've been your age. I know how it is. The reality, however, is that God is in your car each and every day. It doesn't matter if Fratele Sirbu is there. God is in your car, and what you do matters so much. You see, I was in that period, and even sometimes we do it even as older people, and we think we're all mature, but we gossip in the car too. Reality of it is that God is there, and who do I dare to think and take God for a fool? That's the question you have to answer yourself tonight. I believe that you are the church, and you are the youth that can make and change this nation and change this generation. I strongly believe that, but I also know that we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do in order to bring ourselves to that caliber of Christ. because it's all about friendships and the friendships we build here in this church and out there when we are with our friends. In previous messages, I invited you to be ambassador for Christ, to be a disciple of Christ. Last time we talked about making moral choices, and tonight I invite you to make and be wise of who your friends are and who you choose your friends to be. Because they all come together. All that messages are is but the ultimate plan for your life. In order for us to be ambassadors of Christ and disciple of Jesus, we need to develop a network. What did Jesus do? He developed a network of 12. That was his friends. Yes, there's people gathering and following him, but he had close network of 12 disciples. And that's how, when he told them, go into the world, he didn't say one person, you, Peter, go into the world. He said, you all need to go into the world because together you're stronger than in one person. So why talk about friendship tonight? It's because friends can mess up you making moral choices. It can mess up the plan, the ultimate plan of God. It can mess up you being the ambassadors of Christ, disciple of Jesus. It can mess up the ultimate plan. Proverbs 2:12-50 says, wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked man, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in the dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoicing in the preferences of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. 1 Corinthians 15:13 says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals and those moral choices that we make. But that's one option, right? The alternative is that actually friends and Christian and good friends can help us strengthen our belief in Christ. They can help us build a network of believers, can raise you. And we'll talk about a couple of characteristics that we learned from David and Jonathan in a few minutes. Proverbs 13:20 says, because become wise by walking with the wise, hang out with fools, and watch your life fall into pieces. This message tonight is a continuation of the last four messages: discipleship, ambassadors, moral values, and this. And we have to start taking this in control because, you see, God knows our sins. He knows my sins from yesterday, but he says, that's it. It's over. What you did yesterday doesn't matter. What you do tonight. And how do you become in front of God and ask for forgiveness? Tonight here, while Frate Sirbu preaches, you're going to have to give your life to Christ for good and never sin again. And then build that relationship within the youth of the church. And only then will you be strong to go on and make disciples. Let's go into the Word of God. And I love this because David and Jonathan are one of my favorite friends in the Bible. There's others, right? We learned about Job and his friends, right? There's going to be Ruth and Naomi. There's also going to, Elijah and Elisha, right? The friends of David and Jonathan is so rich in characteristics that you as a friend and your friend has to have. Because remember, not just about your friend, it's also about you and me, myself, right? So we're going to be learning about those characteristics. And as we're going through them, think about and evaluate yourself and then your friends that you have and think whether they have those characteristics. Honesty, loyalty, and trust. I put them together and I will explain why. But these things are sort of like the way friendship should be. It's the rod that and the lance that will kind of hold us together. The reality of it is that you have to be honest and loyal to your friend because it's about accountability. This is the AA of Christianity, okay? I call it MA, moral accountability. You know what accountability is? It says, I'm going to my friend and I'm going to tell my friend everything and anything, and he will stay there. Nobody else will ever hear about this. So one, and second is that my friend will help me, will call me and say, hey, what did you do this week? Did you do that particular sin or did you do that particular thing? Whatever it is, it's about accountability. If we have a poor system here today in church and the Romanian communities that we do not have accountability whatsoever. And that's where Satan can walk into your life and do whatever he wants to do with it because you're alone. So honesty, loyalty, and trust is about moral accountability. We need that. It's the strength of friendship. The next one is kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you." Christ forgave us. This is the Christ-like character. Kindness you show them by forgiving your friends. We all make mistakes. Our friends took credit for something that we said or we did. But you can forgive them. It may harm you in saying a word or doing something that doesn't please you. You can forgive them for doing that because you show them kindness. The next one is commitment. In Proverbs 27:9 says, "Oil and perfume makes the heart glad, so a man's counsel is sweet to his friend." You see, commitment that you will be there for your friend, there is no turning back on your friend ever. This is the bond of friendship. Jonathan could have been really mad when David went to him and said, "Your dad is trying to kill me." He could have said, "Why do you attack my dad? Who do you think you are, David?" But instead, he recognized that David is meant to be the king of Israel because God meant it. So David was committed to David. Jonathan was committed to David. And that commitment was very strong. And that's what we have to do to be in the network of God. Love and respect. It's going to be the next one. Proverbs 17:7. "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." I love the word, the verses that we read this evening ends. It says, "Because he loved him as he loved himself." If you need to love yourself first before you're going to love your friends. And just like Jesus loved you, you have to love your friends. This is a Christ-like character. And the fifth one, which is going to be all about, is going to be sacrifice. You see, Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for you. So you need to sacrifice yourself for your friends. And what does that mean? It's about carrying each other's burdens. I was watching a video, and I planned to have that video here, but I didn't really like the quality. It was a wonderful video. A kid was taking the Bible to school. Everybody was looking at this young teenager and was shunning that teenager away and looking through the Bible, and she took the Bible and she threw it away. Her friend, and she walked away, her friend went, got the Bible, ran after her, and gave her her Bible back and gave her a hug and walked together. Because sometimes even the Word of God in high schools and colleges can be a burden. But if you have friends that can help you with that, together you guys are going to be strong. But it's all about Jesus, right? He is the character that you need to look up to. You need to build in your life. Therefore, I'd like to watch just a short video about what it is and what it means to have Christ-like character. He is with you always.
We love your precious name. It stands to reason that a name is just a word. It can be easily forgotten as soon as it is heard. But one name was spoken before the world's first day, and it will be here when everything that is has passed away. Delivered from the lips of God to Mary's ears on angels' wings, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The word that came to life for us, the song that all creation sings, Jesus. Desperation reaches out and clutches me when I'm so afraid that I don't even know how to pray. I simply speak it and I feel it and it chases fear away. Delivered from the lips of God to Mary's ears on angels' wings, Jesus, sweet Jesus, the word that came to life for us, the song that all creation sings, Jesus, oh Jesus, the proudest nations of the earth have come and gone, Jesus, the name is on, eternal hope and promise, the ever-breaking dawn, when time itself is over.
God is with us, and He is our friend, and you have to start living like He's with you every day. Don't think you're hiding anything, because like Frater Sibu once said, there's a video and a camera upon me and upon you. Help us, Lord, and I pray that we will have Him as our friend, and then the person next to us, and we'll make that friendship in the church, and hopefully one day we'll be ready. One day when we will have this discipleship team to go out there, because we're not ready yet, but we will be. Amen.